Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work on your news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Yeah.
They do work? They do work in one of those categories?
I don't work.
I'm sorry?
I don't work.
All right, but does anyone in your household work for, like, either a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? All right, thank you. So do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah,
all right, thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you very certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'm going to vote, yeah. Certainly. For sure.
Certain? All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
66 and a half.
66 and a half. All right, thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. All right. Could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all to vote this year, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote?
10.
10? All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some elected officials, and after each one, if you could please tell me if you either approve or disapprove of their job. So the first one is Joe Biden as president.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly? All right. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Disapprove.
Disapprove? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly? All right. What about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
She's too old, 40 years. Strongly want her out.
Strongly disapprove as well?
Yeah.
All right. And what about Donald Trump as former president?
I like him strongly.
Strongly. All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some public figures and institutions. And after I read each one, if you could please tell me if you either have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable impression of them. And if you've never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Republicans in Congress.
Who?
Republicans in Congress.
Oh, well, 50-50. I guess somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, all right. What about Democrats in Congress?
Very unfavorable. And I'm a Democrat. I think they walked away from us, little guys.
All right. So, I'm sorry, did you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right. Thank you. What about Derek Merritt?
Derek Merritt. Derek Merritt?
Yes.
Well, I don't know anything about him, but I'm going to vote for him.
All right. No worries.
Mainly because he's new. And Marcy Kaptur's been there 40 years. I think there's term limits should be enforced.
All right. So what about Marcy Kaptur?
What about her?
What kind of impression do you have of her? Is it a very favorable one, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. All right. What about First Energy?
First Energy?
Yes, correct.
I have no opinion.
No opinion. All right. What about Donald Trump?
I really like him. Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right. And lastly, what about Joe Biden?
He's a dipshit. Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Yeah, right. Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. So if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Well, like I said, I'm a Democrat, but I'm going to vote Republican.
Would you vote Republican 100%, or would you lean towards voting for Republican?
100%.
100% Republican, all right.
Yeah.
So, if the election for president were held today, for who would you vote for? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Even though I like RFK, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump.
100%, or would you lean towards
100%.
100%, Donald Trump, all right. So, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for who would you vote for?
The new guy, Bernie Moreno, 100%.
100%, all right. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
The new guy, President, or Derek Marin.
Derek Marin, all right. 100%, or would you lean towards voting for him?
100%.
100%, all right. So, is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say that there is no chance you would vote for her?
Seeing that she's been in there 40 years, there's no way I'm going to vote for her.
No way? All right. So, now I'm going to read you a statement that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur, and if you could tell me if this statement makes you much less likely to support her, somewhat less likely, does it make no difference? Does it make you more likely to support her, or do you think this is simply not true? So the statement is, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It might be time for a change.
I think that's absolutely true.
All right. So you think, would this make you much less likely to support her?
No.
Does it make no difference?
Not at all. That is the reason I'm not voting for her.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about Republican Derek Marin. And after each statement, if you could as well, just please indicate if this would make you much less likely to support him, somewhat less likely to support him. Would it make no difference? Would it make you more likely to support him, or do you think this is simply not true? So the statement is, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD due to a job to get workers' compensation, Marin voted no on that.
Yeah, that doesn't make a difference.
No difference, all right. In the state legislature, Derek Marin saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
That don't make a difference to me.
No difference.
They're all crooked.
All right, thank you. So the next one is, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
No difference. Like I said, they're all corrupt.
As well, makes no difference. All right, thank you. So Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in cases of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments.
You know, why in the last 40 years they haven't worked on a better way to not get pregnant in the first place, like improve the pill, improve all the ways you can not get pregnant, you know, make it like a goal, put a man on the moon. Let's get 100% unwanted pregnancies the goal, And that don't make any difference to me. I'm going for Derek.
All right. Thank you. So as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving families and children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I don't think that's true.
Not true? All right, thank you. And the last one is, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
Yeah, I'm retired from General Motors, and I don't believe that to be true.
All right, so also not true as well?
Right.
All right. Okay, thank you. So, based on what you just heard, what would you say is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin? Or would you still vote for Tipper Marin?
I'm going to vote for Derek Marin because he's a new guy, and I don't believe people should be in office their entire life.
All right, so would you still support him? All right. So, over the course of a survey, people changed their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't, but I just have to ask one last time. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Derek Marin. I was wearing his t-shirt today.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right. So 100% voting for him?
Yes, 100%.
All right. Thank you. So we're almost done with the survey. The last few questions I have are just for demographic purposes. So we are about 95% done. And I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So, what is the last year of school that you have completed?
I took some college for trade school. For the trades.
All right. All right. Thank you. So, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm registered a Democrat.
All right. Would you say you're a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Like they got rhinos, I'm a dino, a Democrat in name only, because I don't think, I think parties destroyed America. Thomas Jefferson introduced the party system, and it's no good.
All right. So would you say that maybe, like, it's, like, not strong or Democrat, maybe?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So how important is politics for personal identity? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
It's only second to God and my family.
All right, so would that be somewhat important then, or very?
Very important.
Very important, all right. In the 2020 presidential elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, all right. Well, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much. I want to thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a very good rest of your day.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.